Most operators realize the importance of the effect of friction upon the rate of tooth movement, and as a result, we all do our best to minimize the amount of friction between the brackets and the wire. This new study looked at the effect of friction upon the rate of tooth movement. It was published in the Journal of Orthodontics, and the lead author was Dr. Little. The paper was called The Effect of Conventional versus Figure of Eight Module Ligation on Mandibular Incisor Alignment, a Randomized Controlled Trial. The authors pointed out that one of the most common methods of ligation that we use is elastomeric modules, and they have been found to produce high levels of friction. It has also been suggested that when the modules are tied in a figure of eight pattern, this produces significantly more friction than conventionally tied elastomeric or stainless steel ligatures. As a result, the aims of this study were really to determine whether using figure of eight modules affected the rate of lower incisor alignment when compared to conventionally configured modules. They carried out a nice small study, and this was a prospective randomized controlled clinical trial with a four-arm parallel design with a 1:1:1:1 allocation ratio. The patients who enrolled in the study were those attending for fixed orthodontic appliances in a UK-based orthodontic department. The main inclusion criteria was that they were 12 to 15 years of age at the start of treatment. They had to be in the permanent dentition with a mandibular incisor irregularity of between 5 and 10 millimetres. They obtained informed consent from the patients, and the participants were randomly allocated to one of two groups. These were conventional module ligation or figure of eight module ligation, and the patients were stratified as to whether the treatment involved extractions or not in the lower arch. All the patients were bonded with the same type of bracket. Impressions were taken for study casts at the pre-treatment stage at 6 weeks and 12 weeks after starting fixed appliance treatment. The chief investigator then evaluated the amount of crowding using Little's irregularity index at each of the stages of the study. The primary outcome measurement was the rate of lower incisor alignment, and this was specifically between three time points. These were 0 to 6 weeks, 6 to 12 weeks, and 0 to 12 weeks. They carried out a sample size calculation and randomization, sequence generation, and allocation concealment were all done adequately. They recruited 120 patients into the study, and they all completed the study. At baseline, there were no real significant differences between the groups. When they analysed the data, they showed that the rate of alignment was faster in the extraction groups. When they looked at the effect of ligation, they showed that there was no statistically significant differences between the conventional module and the figure eight module on the rate of alignment for all the three time periods. Their overall conclusion was that ligation with a figure of eight module has no clinically significant effect on the rate of lower incisor alignment. I thought that this was a nicely well done small trial that was carried out in a hospital setting. The question that they asked was also interesting because it does add to our knowledge about the effect of our wires and our brackets upon the rate of tooth movement, and I felt that it was very interesting that this was yet another study that showed that this had no effect. As a result, I feel that it does reinforce a lot of the trials that have been carried out on other bracket designs and types of wire, and suggests that the operator has the greatest effect on the rate of tooth movement. All in all, I thought this was a very nice, well-done, small study that helped add to our knowledge.